Welcome to Amplify Your Process Safety, the podcast that provides the experience and expertise you need when it comes to process safety and risk management. Our hands-on approach will give you the insight needed, whether you're new to industry or process safety, in a role where you interact with aspects of process safety, or an experienced process safety professional. Join us in our mission to protect people, the companies they work for, and the communities where they operate by making process safety knowledge available to all.
Hello, podcast listeners. This is Rob Bartlett from Amplify Process Safety, and unfortunately, I'm here with another incident alert. These alerts are just our way of getting the word out about incidents that have come across our purview, and today we're talking about an incident that happened recently in China, and today is Wednesday, November 23rd, so we will, of course, be talking about what we know. I'm joined by Molly Myers. Molly, what do we know?
Yeah, so what I have found on the news is that this happened in central China on Monday afternoon of this week. So that would have been November 21st. A fire broke out in Anyang City in China at a Kaisinda trading company. I apologize if I messed up pronouncing any of those names. But anyway,
better than I would do.
So apparently they had some illegal welding going on, and that generated welding sparks that ignited combustible materials. It looks like this was a facility that was making clothing, so there was a lot of cotton material there caught on fire by those sparks. And the worst part is, unfortunately, 38 people were killed and two others were injured as a result of the fire that broke out.
That's terrible. Okay, so if we break it down as far from a process safety standpoint, we've got hot work going on. We've got combustibles nearby. Now, if this were, I don't know what Chinese regulations are for hot work, but certainly in the U.S., we would have a hot work permit. And we would clear out combustibles from the area that we're doing the hot work, and in this case, the welding, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yes. So they would move all of those combustible materials or otherwise cover and protect them so that they couldn't get ignited by the sparks. And then you'd also have a fire watch. So somebody monitoring with fire extinguishers readily available so that you could put out any incipient fires that may ignite before they get carried away and become an inferno that kills people.
Yeah, the news report, one of the ones that you sent over, shows the damage, an overhead view of the damage of the building. And so a few sparks turned into an inferno that really, I mean, basically just, I mean, along with the fatalities and the tragedy there, absolutely gutted the building. So, okay, so hot work. And again, these incident alerts are really supposed to be just short takes on what we're seeing. And I think that we also had, when we looked at this, we thought of maybe some videos from the CSB or maybe one in particular.
Yeah, so the CSB has put out a few different videos on hot work, but one of them that I think is particularly eye-opening is titled Dangers of Hot Work, and it covers, I don't know, three or four different incidents that happened in various places, and it really highlights the personal impact that these types of incidents can have on the community, family, loved ones of those who get injured or killed in such accidents. So I'd recommend that you take a look at that if you want to beef up your hot work program or remind people of the importance of your hot work program and following those requirements.
Yeah, we do. Those rules are in place for a reason. And in fact, Molly, you and I recently showed that video as part of a overall process safety management training that we did for a client. And that particular video, given the testimonials from people who were affected, family, as well as a couple individuals who actually went through these incidents, it really had an impact on the folks in the training. So we will, of course, include links to that in the show notes for this short episode. Molly, thank you for providing a little bit of insight. And until next time, folks, be safe out there.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of Amplify Your Process Safety. Head to our website, amplifyconsultants.com, to find our show notes and other resources. Thank you for joining us in our mission to ultimately save lives by advancing process safety right here on Amplify Your Process Safety. Until next time.